Good morning. This is Marco with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents, December wheat down 1¾ cents, and November beans up 4¼ cents. Exports this morning were strong on the wheat, 662, strong on the corn, 855, a little bit weak on the beans at 450. Dollars up another 16 ticks here this morning. The Chinese came out overnight and said that they're looking forward to productive trade talks with the president. It's another one of these comments by the Chinese. The president came out and tweeted this morning that farmers are going to be happy when they see what we're doing for ethanol, not even including the E15 year-round, which is already done. It'll be a giant package. Get ready. At the same time, I was able to save the small refineries from certain closings. Great for all. You know, I don't know if anybody's going to believe it, but that's what it is out here. At any rate, the frost is probably front and center on everybody's mind. When we come in next week, we should have a better idea of how we look toward the end of September. Right now, we don't see any major frost threat out there, though the weather is a little chilly. The hurricane looks to hit central Florida, so it shouldn't have much impact on the grain markets out here. Really don't see a whole lot else. Secretary of Ag Perdue came out yesterday and said there's going to be an investigation on the cattle market. I think farmers are looking forward to that. I think what's going on with the president is, you know, he's trying to get back in the good graces of the American farmer. His support has certainly dwindled in the last couple of weeks, so I think he's trying to beef up farm support out here. We'll see if he actually gets anything done. But that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.